People around here ever say Christmas gift?
Well, they would. Suppose someone gave you something for Christmas, you might say, now these are my Christmas gifts. But I don't know how else they would use that term.
In parts of the South, when they first get up and see somebody, they shout, "Christmas gift!"
Is that right?
And then you're supposed to give them a present.
Oh, well, I never do that.
It's sort of like, "You're it."
Yeah.
And let's see, on the 1st of January, when you greet someone, you'd say,
"Happy New Year."
Oh, let's see, let's say you have a job that'll take you perhaps 5 minutes, and your wife says, "We're going to eat very soon, in 7 minutes. Do you want to come now, that's not what I want to do. Do you have time to finish that job?" And you say, "Oh yes, I..."
"Just a few minutes."
How about, "I think I have time."
"Well, that's all right, I think I have time." Generally, when my wife calls me and I'm doing something, I say, "Just in a minute."
I think my wife calls me the minute man, too. "Just a minute." Well, in the store, when you took a package or something and took paper and put around it, you say,
"Tied up a package."
What did you do with the paper?
You wrapped it around the article, whatever you were wrapping, and tied it up.
And then when you took it off, you say you
unwrapped it.
If someone came in and said, "I'd buy this, but it's just too much money."
"Too expensive. I can't afford it."
"How about costs?"
"Well, it's costs too much."
And on the 1st of the month, the bills are
due.
What do you pay to your lodges?
Lodge dues.
And if you go next door with a cup to get some sugar, you say you'd like to
borrow a cup.
If something isn't very plentiful, you say it's
scarce.
Do you still borrow sugar?
Very seldom.
I remember when I was a boy, that was a standard procedure. I was always carrying a cup over to the neighbor.
Yes.
I just happened to think, I haven't done that for years.
No.
Neighbors are too far away now.
That's right. Then another thing, I don't think they borrow as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. People generally have a supply of sugar or flour, whatever it might be. Now, of course, once in a while it could be that they neglect to buy it right now, and they want to mix up something or bake something, and they don't have the sugar or the flour, and of course the next door neighbor is pretty handy.
I remember as a boy we always had a stock of everything. We'd shop once a week perhaps.
Yes.
And bring in all the groceries and put them in the pantry.
Yeah.
But now we go 3-4 times a week.
Of course, we always had the store, and we always practically had everything we needed at home. But just like you say, a lot of people, now my sister over here, she used to borrow a lot, potatoes, sugar, and flour from her mother, But like you say, now the people go to the stores more often and buy their groceries.
I remember getting sugar in big bags.
Yes.
And when you got ready to use it, it was all full of big lumps.
Yes.
You take a hammer and break them out.